It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas in Palm Springs, California, where the wealthy Wyeth family has gathered to celebrate and will end up with one more Christmas present than they expected. Welcome to John Robin Bates's brilliantly crafted Other Desert Cities, a Tony winner in 2012 and a shortlister for the Pulitzer that same year. In the buzzworthy comedy drama, the elder Wyeths, Polly and Lyman, aging GOP leaders and one-time Hollywood royalty, find themselves pitted against their liberal adult kids, the mellow television producer Tripp and the psychologically frail Brooke, a freshly unblocked novelist. Also home for the holidays is Silda, Polly's loose cannon screenwriter sister, recently sober after her latest stint in rehab. On Christmas Eve, in between tennis games and dinner at the country club, Brooke suddenly unveils her brand new memoir. A scathing exposé examining a divisive and deeply painful event in the family's past. Merry Christmas, everyone. Ho, ho, ho. It is not unusual for a play as popular as Other Desert Cities to be staged by two or more theater companies in the same area, but it's far less common for them to take place simultaneously, as it currently is the case at Pegasus Theater in Rio Nido and Sebastopol's Main Stage West. Well, it's Christmas, right? The more the merrier, I say. And anyway, a play this good deserves as many stagings as possible. And the twofer gives theater fans a rare chance to see close up how different choices on stage can affect the same material. The Main Stage West production does have a bit of an edge, including, as it does, some of the best and best-known actors in Sonoma County, giving some of the finest work you'll see on stage this year. Directed with grit and grace by Beth Craven, with flawless attention paid to pacing and the power of the pregnant pause, the Main Stage West production is like a master class in acting and directing. As Polly and Lyman, Sherry Lee Miller and John Craven are stunningly good, playing all the notes of their characters like a pianist playing Tchaikovsky, surrounded by first-rate performances from Laura Jorgensen as Silda and the sensational Sam Coughlin and Shariah Pierce as Tripp and Brooke. Though there may be less star power in the Pegasus production, director Jacqueline Wells keeps the action of the story and the emotions of her cast luxuriously rich and real as the story moves through a series of twists and head-turning confessions. As Polly, Sheila Likery is an electric fence, beaming softly until sparked into fury. As Brooke and Tripp, Saskia Bauer and Lito Briano are likably raw and honest, backed up by deeply felt work from Terry Kolke and Jana Malina. Despite a few ragged edges here and there, this is the best show I've ever seen at Pegasus Theater. Want to see a great play? Here's one you can see twice. Other Desert Cities runs Thursday through Sunday through December 20th at Main Stage West, mainstagewest.com, and Friday through Sunday through December 21st at Pegasus Theater, pegasustheater.com. I'm David Templeton, second row center for KRCB.